And you're listening to Coach of the Rewind with John Bowden on KDNS 94.1, KZDY 96.3, talking with Smith Center coach Mike Rogers. Mike, another win, 3-0. You said it wasn't going to be easy against the Norton Blue Jays. It never is. They seem to be down a little bit this year, but you certainly couldn't conclude that on Friday night.
No, we didn't. And we got off to a good start. You know, we got up 20-0, then we go to kickoff after our third score, and we give them a big kickoff return, and then I think they scored in one play, and so then we turn around, and I kind of question myself after the game as you watch film, when we had a fourth and three on our own 40, and we decided to punt, and looking back on it, maybe we should have went for it, and if we convert, and you know, they really hadn't stopped us, and we go down and hopefully score again and make it 28. You know, eight, and so it's a different game, but we ended up punting and they scored again, and so we gave them a lot of momentum right there before halftime, but our kids came out in the second half, responded and took the ball down. They got a stop and they took the ball down and scored, so you know, they did what they needed to do, but we had a couple things that we need to clean up a little bit.
Well, Coach, before we get to district action and go into Plainville tonight, I just want to kind of ask you a question about something I've always wanted to ask coaches, and I know my opinion of it, but you know, so many teams are playing eight man in the MCL and other leagues, and then you got district play with MCL teams. Is the league in football really important anymore? Do you still set goals to win the league? And what's your opinion of league teams and district teams that, you know, eight man teams, 11 man teams in the MCL?
Well, you know, our district's mostly made up of league teams, you know. I do think there's a good deal of depth and some pretty balanced teams here with the first, you know, four or five teams in the league. With, you know, Phillipsburg was a tough team, and I think we're a pretty good football team. TMP is a good football team. I think Plainville, regardless of their record, I think they're a pretty good football team. So, you know, I think there's some really quality teams that are in the league still. You know, but it seems like more and more teams are dropping down to eight man, you know, and it's just, it's sad to see those people have to go down there. You know, we'd like for them to hang on and as long as they can. And that's what we, you know, want to do. You know, our enrollment's been on decline for several years, and we'd like to stay 11 man and hopefully never have to go down to eight man.
Yeah, I think you lost Oakley for in the MCL to eight man, didn't you?
I think they're going to drop down next year is what we've heard. And so, you know, there's another team that that we're going to lose. So it's going to be pretty balanced as far as how many teams are eight man and how many teams are 11 man in the league pretty quick.
Well, Coach, you play a Plainville team at Plainville. Always an exciting game between the Redmond and Plainville. Many games have been turned on the edge and fans just turned up over the seat or over the bleachers in past games. You've been involved in some wild games at Plainville, and you just flat don't know how your team's going to respond or what's going to happen at Plainville.
You know, there's a lot of history and a lot of tradition there from both schools, you know. And I know when I first got back here in the early 90s, Plainville was a school that kept us from making it in the playoffs. You know, back in the old days, only one team got out of the district, and so they kept us from even making the playoffs for several years. So there's a lot of history, a lot of tradition there, you know. And so you just got to be thinking that it's going to be a slugfest anytime you match up against them.
Well, Coach, you have given up a few scores here and there. I believe Norton scored 20 on you. Phillipsburg scored 16. I think that's pretty close. But all in all, defensively, when you needed stops, you've got it from your Redmond defense.
Yeah, we have. You know, we gave up some plays, and some of those have been a result of giving a good field position because of some special teams errors, which happened twice last week. But, you know, over and all, you know, we're playing some young people in the secondary and some young people on defense in general. So I think we're just getting better and better as the season rolls along. I thought we had a great week of practice this week.
Coach, you look at the district and what you need to improve on. What's two things that this team must do to win your district?
Well, I think we've got to control the line of scrimmage, both offensively and defensively. And, you know, we've talked all year about our offensive line as our strength. So we feel good about that. And we just got to be a smart team, especially in the secondary, to be able to handle these teams that we're facing that have a lot of multiple formation and like to do a lot of different things.
Coach Mike Rogers, Smith Center Redmond, best of luck tonight against the Plainville Cardinals and the rest of the season in the district. We will chat with you next week. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.